Things are happening, and indeed about to happen, particularly cinemas opening. Katie Prescott is here with more.
Yes, Justin. You'll be able to watch films on the big screen in England, Scotland and Wales from the 17th of May and in Northern Ireland the week after. It's been an extraordinarily difficult year for the industry, as for so many, with the forced closure of lockdowns. And it's hoping we're all keen to put our feet up with popcorn again with the likes of the Bond film coming out later this year. We heard from Odeon earlier this week about their plans, and now we can talk to Tim Richards, who's the founder and chief executive of View Cinemas, which has 91 cinemas in the UK and Ireland. And he's also chairman of the British Film Institute. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Streaming services have just been so important to people during the pandemic, and also to the way that films have been rolled out in the past year. How do you think that's going to hit demand for people going back to cinema?
Well, I mean, looking at where we came from, we came off of the biggest box office year in history globally, $43 billion, and then screens just closed globally. And the studios had nowhere to show their movies at all. So there's really no choice. And I think because of that, it's really difficult to assess what happened last year with the streaming services generally. I think that the distinction between the studios, the historic studios in Hollywood, and the subscription services is blurring. And I think that if you look at what they're doing right now, both of them are creating high quality content for television and movies. And they happen to be showing them on different platforms, but they're both now starting to show on similar platforms.
So you can see yourself airing, for example, a Netflix-produced film?
I absolutely will be. And not only a Netflix film, but I would love to have really high-quality television, like a Queen's Gambit, and have a Queen's Gambit on a Tuesday night over 8 weeks. I mean, shows like that are just really amazing, and there's an audience for them.
I guess the other thing that's changing is what's known in your industry as the theatrical window. So that period of exclusivity that cinemas had to show new releases, which used to be a few months, is now a lot shorter.
Yeah, and that's what's really exciting, because this is a model that we inherited, the studios put in place in the 40s and 50s, and it really hasn't changed since then. And the window now has reduced from 6 months to 4 months to now 45 days. And that's a game changer for the industry, because it's going to allow independent film, British film, and other formats onto our screens. And there's a huge audience for that. We know, I mean, every time we play British films and independent films, we know there's a market there. There's a huge market there. And that's going to allow those movies to play on our screens. So we're going to be in a position to show more movies to more people than ever. And also, I mean, we just announced we're showing the Champions League finals on our screens. So it doesn't just end with movies and series. It's high-quality entertainment.
But does losing that exclusivity period mean there's less time for you to make money on a big film like Bond?
80 to 90% of box office receipts are normally within the first few weeks. So, and that is why, you know, as an industry, we're not concerned about the kind of the new ecosystem that we find ourselves in. And if you look at the number of movies that have been delayed over the last 14 months, there's really only three big movies that went to subscription services: Trolls with Universal, Mulan with Disney, and Wonder Woman with Warner Brothers. Everything else was time shifted. So we have this situation now where we have, in effect, 3 years of movies that are going to be released over the next 12 to 18 months. I mean, it's going to be an incredible period.
Thank you very much, Tim Richards from View Cinemas there. And I'm sure we're all looking forward to going back to the cinema in the next few weeks.
Oh, we are. Katie.